Hello, everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Taryn Rayson from the Career Coach on the Wellbeing Project. We're talking about wellness today, and I certainly, I think, need some wellness in my life. We're just having a good laugh before connecting live during this recording, and I'm certainly feeling and looking a little bit haggard. So I think it's actually a life priority, wellness, and in yachting, we can certainly neglect it. So I'm very happy to connect with Michael today, who specializes in breathwork and I think a few other things. So welcome, Michael, to the show.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me today.
My pleasure. So just to give the audience a bit of context, you are a first mate. How long have you been working in the industry for?
Sure. On and off since 2014. 2014, I had my first full year, did what I was meant to do, and then since then, coming back seasonally, working 6 months on, 6 months off, and just, yeah, going into the industry when I needed it to help support the other half of my life, which I've been developing over the last 8 years. So, long story short, 10 years, 8 years.
Okay. So, you've got a side hustle, would you say, in terms of...
Yeah, it's a... It's gone through the rocky road, right? So it was the yoga shack in Sri Lanka, and I was focusing on yoga and breathing and dance and philosophy. And then COVID hit, and that just changed things for a little bit. And yeah, then since then, I've been working online, started working with people, teaching them how to breathe, doing conscious connected breathwork, live events. Yeah, just doing that in my off time. I took a year off last year in Cape Town, South Africa, and just doing the things I love to do, surfing, breathwork, yoga, hiking. And yeah, so that's what I keep myself busy with. And yeah, it's been a fun journey and looking to go back to... So I'm currently in a 3 month on, 3 month off position. And I am looking to go back to Sri Lanka next year and start again. So we have a piece of land to work with, a house and a yoga studio to build on top, and a beautiful surf spot in Arrigan Bay on the east coast of Sri Lanka. So, and yeah, we'll see.
Is your niche market crew, or do you advertise to the general public?
Just the general public, really. I do have a website, michael-lohman.com. And with that, it's just how to manage stress, anxiety, using simple techniques, breath techniques. And it's such a broad field, and it really does go so far, starting with awareness of your breath, regulation of your breath, and then there's transformation. So there's these sort of three categories that we work with, and each of them has their own characteristics and way that you have to deal with them and integrate them into your life. So you can use it for many different things. It's a broad stretch spectrum that we work with. And yeah, stop me if I'm talking too much, because I do get excited about this stuff.
Yes. Get into breath work. Was there a life that led you there?
I got into yoga to improve my surfing, right? So that was the start of it.
Yeah.
And then I went to India and did the teacher's training. And then I found out that yoga was more than just postures. And breath work, or pranayama that we call it, is actually fourth on 8 limbs of yoga. So it's the fourth limb. And it didn't actually form much of the practice. It didn't form much of my teachings since I started teaching. But when I was in the States, I was on a boat and I was looking for things to do. And I came across this breathwork class and I thought, okay, that's interesting. And that was in 2019. And I went into this class and you do a specific technique. And I just had this... I can only call it a profound experience. Profound experience, out of body experience, whatever. It's difficult to put a name on it. And I thought, wow, this is something special, something that is accessible to everybody. And it had such a profound effect on me. So I thought, you know what, I need to start sharing this breathwork with people. But it took a little bit of time because of the industry and where I was and being on boats. I ended up doing a 2-year course in breathwork to get my international certification with Breathwork Africa. And yeah, when I did that, before starting that course, I was at a Vipassana, and where you just sit down for 10 days and all you do is focus on your breathing. So it's quite an experience. And I must say, yeah, again, a profound experience. And from then, I just decided to pursue it.
Do you feel comfortable sharing a bit more about the profound experience? Like, I know it sounds something very personal, but what was your aha?
Yeah, we can go into my profound experience. It's a little, I could describe it as an out-of-body experience, but it actually, when I was at this Vipassana, I was focusing on my breath. And I remember I started doing a technique called Ujjayi breathing. And it's when you slightly constrict your glottis at the back and you create like a rumbling sound in your throat.
Yeah.
And I did that and my breath got heavier. And then all of a sudden my body just disappeared. And I was just connected. It's difficult to describe it because it just felt like I was connected to something that was far greater, far more solid than my body was. And it just disappeared. And yeah, in that moment, I just felt connected to, I could only just think of a way to say it, and that's source. And that's the only way I know if I had to label it. Yeah, and that happened. That was a really profound experience. And I've dabbled in things like plant medicine, so mushrooms.
Yeah.
And also had what felt like mushroom trips with breathing.
So what does that feel and look like?
Man, it's euphoric. It's euphoric. Yeah. It's different. So it's like, naturally. Yeah, there are studies that it's difficult to pinpoint it because the studies point towards DMT being released from in your brain. Your body produces DMT, and DMT is a very powerful hallucinogenic. Now they can't, it's very difficult to measure this, but there is this inference that when you do techniques, when you reach a certain state, that this DMT is released. And I don't want to say it is, or because it hasn't been scientifically proven, but cases of people that I've taken through journeys have said that was far greater than a mushroom trip with plant medicine. And what I've experienced is also that same, that level. It's just, it's different, but it's almost the same thing, I could say. It's just different, but it feels... Yeah, it's very difficult to pinpoint it, but you just feel connected to something far greater than this body. I feel like I'm going a bit deepier and trippy, whippy, hippy, but it's not.
Yeah,
but it's, you know, and it's not just one or two people. It's lots of people. I've had people leave this planet into different galaxies, and had people speaking to ancestors, to people who have crossed over. So it's not just one or two cases. There's something that's happening, and the breath is triggering it within your body, within your spirits, within your soul, whatever that is, and it's releasing something. And there's some great books. I don't know, The Body Keeps the Score is it's a beautiful book. Yeah, so this is all about trauma and how we store trauma in the body. And one of the techniques that we do, conscious connected breathing, is for whatever reason, it brings up these emotions, it brings up this energy, and it releases it. So you can go through cathartic experiences through this breath work.
And I think from a survival point of view, our bodies tend to contract and we hold our breath. And I remember in my childhood, my parents would argue, not get on, and I'd walk down the corridor after being put to bed and listen to their conversation in the living room while they're watching TV. And I would ask myself, are they engaging in a deep and meaningful, or are they talking about the news or what's happening? And that was like a life event that I remember very clearly, where I would hold my breath so that I could hear more. And I think it's a habit that I've continued to carry through my life today, where I don't, it's very much breathing here rather than using the dive and doing deep breathing, which is
and that's like the foundation of it. That's the foundational work, is to become aware of your breathing, just to notice it. Notice if you're holding your breath. Notice if you're breathing into the chest. Are you breathing into the stomach? And once you start noticing it, you follow the breath. And if you're holding your breath, you breathe through it. You start to take equal inhales, equal exhales. You start balancing the nervous system when you start doing this. And you lengthen your breath. And then this is when the work comes up. This is when you notice the thoughts, you notice the sensations. And if you constantly bring yourself back to your breath, you observe what comes up, you observe the thoughts, the sensations, the emotions, non-judgment, just observance. And then you come back to your breath. And then you start to notice these patterns. You notice, why am I always thinking about that? Or why is that person coming up? Is there something deeper that I need to go into, to look into? Why is that? Where's that insecurity coming from? Where is that anxiousness coming from? And that's where journaling has played a huge part in my life. I'm just starting to write that stuff down. The Body Keeps Score is great for that. It talks about journaling and how we process emotions, how we can process just things that need to come out. And journaling, for whatever reason, is that opportunity to organize our thoughts, organize our emotions, and just give us a clearer perspective, more clarity. And yeah, I'm fully with that, journaling, breathing, all those things to just give you a greater understanding.
I've got a lot of male clients that I see for therapy, and they are so lovely, like amazing human beings and so connected. And one of them, he this morning, and he was saying like, I didn't think I really needed therapy because I didn't have a serious problem, or my problem wasn't big enough, but it's been so incredibly helpful. And journaling as a tool, as you just said, and we created this analogy because he's so good at sport and he can coach various sports, but we use the field as his game plan. And that has been a great tool to open up his mind in terms of the possibilities, but also connecting to self, which is so important to do. And it's just, I remember the first year when I had the crew coach, I was doing counseling, there wasn't a single male, and now it's 50-50, which I think is so funny. Awesome that men are part of this. And it's, we discussed this morning, it's, you can either struggle and battle these problems on your own, or you can activate and you can build momentum faster by teasing it out, working it out, and finding possible solutions. And I think breathwork is another tool that can assist with that. And if we don't connect with professionals, we do not know the potential of the effects that these incredible tools can have on us. I'm just so excited. Things awesome. So our membership, and I can't wait. Hopefully I'm not having a baby during that time. Nobody wants to attend, but what would you be covering in the TCC Tribe membership, which is a professional yacht crew membership that focuses on personal professional development?
Okay. So what I would be focusing on is knowledge is power, right? I like to think potential power. And once you have the knowledge, you can start to apply it. So there is a bit of a theoretical basis for it, just to understand what is a functional breath.
Yeah.
What does it mean to breathe fully? What does that look like? Breathing through the nose, the diaphragm, your posture. And then from there, working with the breath to balance the nervous system. If you're on the deck and you got to wait for the captain and you feel the emotions start to rise and the irritation or the impatience, tap into a couple of breath techniques, and I'll be giving a couple of breath techniques to deal with that release of cortisol, release of adrenaline that's happening, so that you can just start to act from a higher perspective with more clarity. And so, yeah, I'll give techniques for that. And then, yeah, just see how it goes from there. I think it is a 45-minute webinar, so it can go pretty quickly. And we'll do a little bit of a practical to end, just so everybody has an understanding how to apply those techniques and that knowledge.
Fantastic. Very exciting, Michael. Can't wait for that session. And then how can people find you in the meantime? You mentioned your website earlier, but if they want to read more about breathwork and what you do.
Okay, cool. Michael Leslie Lohman on LinkedIn.
Spell that LOWMAM for those people that might not be too sure.
Yeah, that's correct. And then on Instagram, I'm The Soulful Surfer. And so Instagram, The Soulful Surfer. And my website is www.michael-man.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Michael. And I look forward to connecting with you in the membership.